all of which leaves the etiquette book looking a bit daft. Wait until the credits are rolling before standing up to leave, I see in one recent guide to polite behaviour. Don't text when you're with other people, says another. A thank you letter is not obligatory, although one can be sent to the Lord Steward of the Royal Household. I experience a great impatient ho-hum in the face of such advice. Once you leave behind such class concerns as how to balance the peas on the back of a fork, all the important rules surely boil down to one. Remember you are with other people. Show some consideration. A whole book telling you to do that would be a bit repetitive. Manners never were enforceable in any case. Indeed, for many philosophers, this is regarded as their chief value, that they are voluntary. In 1912, the jurist John Fletcher Moulton claimed in a landmark speech that the greatness of a nation resided not in its obedience to laws, but in its abiding by conventions that were not obligatory. Obedience to the unenforceable was the phrase that was picked up by other writers, and it leads us to the most important aspect of manners, their philosophical elusiveness. Is there a clear moral dimension to manners? Can you equate civility and virtue? My own answer would be yes, despite all the famous counterexamples of blood-stained dictators who had exquisite table manners and never used their mobile phone in a crowded train compartment to order mass executions. It seems to me that just as the loss of punctuation signalled the vast and under-acknowledged problem of illiteracy, so the collapse of manners stands for a vast and under-acknowledged problem of social immorality. Manners are based on an ideal of empathy, of imagining the impact of one's own actions on others. They involve doing something for the sake of other people that is not obligatory and attracts no reward. In the current climate of unrestrained, solipsistic and aggressive self-interest, you can equate good manners not only with virtue, but with positive heroism. Philosophers are, of course, divided on all this, but then most of them didn't live in the first years of the 21st century. In November 2004, however, the philosopher Julian Baggini wrote in The Guardian, rather compellingly, that our current alarm at the state of manners derives from our belated understanding that in rejecting old-fashioned niceties, we have lost a great deal more than we bargained for. He writes, "The problem is that we have failed to distinguish between pure etiquette, which is simply a matter of arbitrary social rules designed mainly to distinguish between insiders and outsiders."